It's time to get the world talking about Black-led brands. We all have our favorites, our ride or dies, and ones we can count on to help us live our best lives. But we can't keep them all to ourselves. So if you're feeling like a Black Opal beauty, tell somebody. If the lip bar gives you a lip for every drip, let them know. And if your hair is doing the do, shout that out too, because one shout out leads to another and almost half of Black-led brands are discovered by word of mouth. Join Walmart in shouting out your favorite Black-led products, creating a new world of choices at walmart.com/blackandunlimited.
Hey, what's going on? I have a free view of the Lost Zane recordings ready to go. Here you go. Okay, so it's like the first segment starting the show on 107.3 WBBL on October 25th. 2016 was the year. Okay. And, Julius, myself, Doan. And, I've got a free view of that. I make these whole shows available on my Patreon. It's like an audio time capsule. You can find them at patreon.com/Eric Zane. And it comes with, your subscription to my Patreon. $5 a month. All of the audio gets you the Lost Zane recordings. Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, The Insane Asylum, The Daily Patreon Bonus, the aforementioned Lost Zane Recordings, and then the Ben and Eric Patreon Podcast. That should fill in any gaps of listening that you may have empty. You may have spaces there and you're listening because you get done with the free podcast. Like, what do I listen to now? Okay. Well, more of me. Patreon.com/Eric Zane, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay, enjoy the free view.
Good morning, it's Eric Zane Show. Show number 136 is underway for Tuesday. What's the date today?
25th.
Right here at the First Community Bank building downtown Grand Rapids for all of West Michigan. Julius is here. What's up, buddy?
Hey, not too much.
And then go on at home?
No.
Just go home, sit?
No, I was doing some work.
Of course you were. It's your thing.
Air is kicking in, though. We were talking about it off air. We thought there was another heat-pocalypse going on in here. Apparently not.
That's never good.
When I walked in here, I was like,
oh boy, here it comes. It was
It's gonna be a terrible day.
In the mid 70s. Now, the last time the air conditioning wasn't working.
How high did it get?
It was over 80.
Yes. It's down to 71 now.
Okay.
It's working.
Yeah, we're going south.
Ed Buchanan over at LAV apparently is still cold, though.
We talked about that off the air. I think Ed's going to have to layer up. I mean,
my God.
I would rather it be cool, layer up, and then work your way down.
Oh, I thought you said he's going to have to lay it up.
No.
Oh.
Does that mean something I don't know about?
Lay it up mean give it up, hang it up?
Oh, no. Yeah, I guess it could be interpreted that way, but no, I wouldn't want that to happen anyway. No, layer up. Somebody get that guy a puffy jacket pronto so we don't have to deal with Ed being cold. And besides, if I'm him, I don't want to perpetuate those stereotypes about old people. I'm cold.
Which stereotypes are those?
That old people are always cold.
Cold, early dinners.
Cranky.
Cranky, yeah. Groan when you urinate.
We have definitely dove right into that. Why did we even couch that at first? When that story first broke about somebody grunts in the bathroom when they go number one, we were very careful. Now, not so much.
Yeah, I don't know when the change happened.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like, whatever, what the hell.
Apparently the statute of limitations is 3 days.
Yeah, I don't think he minds either.
It's not like he's listening.
So last night, I went out to the Holiday Bar. Nice place.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know if you knew this. I used to live by
you
there.
I used to live by there. Right. And what's going on there is something we talked about last week was local comedian Andy Bledsoe and Stu McAllister. Stu, I think, was the first one to get involved in it. Start a type of a comedy deal on Monday nights. Now, it could be like an open mic thing. Sometimes they do game shows and stuff like that with people who are in attendance. And then they do this talk show with Andy. Mm-hmm. We had Andy in last week. Great guy. Great guy.
Great guy.
And so Andy is it's set up where he's at a desk, and there's chairs next to the desk, which are shaped like hands.
I saw that. A little weird.
I'm not sure exactly where they got them from, but I thought
the 70s
Stu referenced they got them from a Planet Fitness, and I'm like, I don't know if that's true or not. I haven't been in one of those, but so
does one of the fingers tickle your undersides?
That would be a bonus for me. I would have loved that. Shoots water right at your backside. You're actually seated on bidets. Operational bidets. But Andy shows up, and he does a monologue similar to what you see on, like, the Tonight Show.
Right. Letterman. I think he said he like, modeled himself after Letterman.
Okay. So he does that. And then, now, it's a late night for me. I was committed to get it in bed much later than what I'm used to. But, you know, I wanted to do it. So it's cool. He invites Stu up. Stu is, he talks with Stu for about 15, 20 minutes about comedy, about what he's doing, what he's done, how it's gone for him. Just interviewing local dude. It was pretty interactive. It's probably about 30, 40 people there. And I met some people who came who are regulars to this show, like Andrea, the lady who paints mm-hmm. the back window of her car, and her husband, Jason. Pellerito was there videotaping. Guy drove in from South Haven. Guy named Juan from South Haven.
Okay.
Now, Juan can't exactly pick up the station too well in South Haven via the radio. It's just kind of like getting to the end of the coverage pattern, if you will.
Yeah.
He listens online. I don't know if he had listened to the show when he was closer to town.
Did he call you a funny gringo?
He was great, man. Juan was awesome. I mean, he came all that way from South Haven. I think I started a love connection, too, because there's another listener named Lindsay who's very cool. And she came alone. She works third shift. She took the night off to be there for this thing.
To see you?
Yes. I was like, oh, come on.
What a waste of time.
That's what I thought. You don't have to do that. But she was there. She goes, well, I came alone. I go, well, I'll introduce you to a few people. And I was going to introduce her to that whole group of Pellerito, Andrea, and Jason, her husband. But
they're all taken, though.
All of a sudden, Juan and her are seated at a table together.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Any funny business going on underneath the table?
I didn't see any. But they struck up a conversation, so that's nice. She wasn't alone. He wasn't alone. Boom. Eric Zane Show.
Love connection
right there.
Hell, that's a better dating percentage than some of these dating services have.
Yes, just like that. But she's very outgoing.
We could have like a dating service, easy dating.
Speed dating.
Easy dating.
Easy speed dating.
There you go.
I like it. And, okay, interesting story about Andrea. I don't know how interesting. I'll just say it as such. She was present for my last show across the street. She was given to a charity, so she was seated there mm-hmm. when everything was going south.
Oh.
Now, the day before is when I had gotten myself in trouble. The next day, Friday, the 5th, I believe, of February, Friday, she was in the room when I had to make this awkward apology to Joel. And then I got, like, pulled out of the room and yelled at some more. And then I came back in and finished the show, and she said to me, she goes,
that was awkward.
She said it seemed like things were going. She said she had a terrible feeling about that whole day.
Uh-huh.
And so she was like one of the first people to put two and two together rather quickly because she saw it unfold end.
You think they would have had a little bit more tact?
You mean my old bosses?
Yeah. Hey, well, there's a listener in today.
Well,
let's hold off.
Now, a lot of the times the management didn't know anybody was in there. So, uh-huh. And it was just like, hey, Eric, come on out here for a second. And then I would leave the studio and get yelled at, and then that was that.
And then you'd cry and then go back in.
Didn't cry at that point. Those days were coming. Those days were coming. Lots of tears. Painful, painful tears. God, that was a bad time. But so that was that. Well, hell, if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be here. So thank God. Thank God I did that. But anyway, what she had done years earlier was We needed a bag, an actual bag, to draw names out if we were doing a contest or anything like that. And when we would do the trivia game, Dumber Than Zane, we would draw names out of the bag to see who was playing. Mm. And she sewed a bag. It said DTZ Trivia. She actually embroidered it.
Oh, that's cool.
Like hand sewn it. So now, fast forward to last night. She goes, I got you a gift. And so she opens it up and gives it to me. Or I opened it up. And here, this is, you know how we have our bags sometimes
that
we use for our games?
Pass. Now, Tiger Town Reach Around.
Yeah. Yes, Tiger Town Reach Around. We've got our own bag. She made me a sack.
Good. You were lacking one.
Yes. I needed a new bag. I'll take a picture of it and post the damn thing. Thank you so much. It is so cool. Super sweet.
That's going to come in handy.
Yes, we'll definitely use it.
Walking around like a brown paper bag.
Yeah, it's just
looks like a hobo.
Pretty low
James
rent.
Gimmel.
I mean,
so you're just kind of like.
We're generally a low rent show to begin with. I mean, come on, let's be honest here. There's something inside the bag that we can use. How often have we talked about?
It looks rod-ish.
When we want to, like if we go to the kitchen, what is lacking there to get any of the cups or anything clean?
Like a sponge or something or a brush?
Soap.
Oh.
Dish soap.
Somehow we haven't had dish soap in this place in 5 years.
Well, we do now. And you know what it's called?
Nice.
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 Apparently there's a...
I should have gotten that trademark.
That's what I said. I looked at it and go, nice. As soon as I saw it, it's called Nice Ultra Dish Soap. Ha! So we're in business, man.
We have a sack and we have soap.
So thank you to her. So I sit down with Andy, and it's a lot of questions. You know, he's kind of getting some of the audience up to speed as to who I am, stuff like that. And, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes of time. Stu's sitting right next to me. I always ask the question. Stu has asked this question too. If you could describe yourself as a baseball pitch, what would you be?
Screwball.
So Stu goes, well, I don't want to be like some hack and say I'm a curveball. This is before I get up there. Say I'm a curveball coming in out of left field or a knuckleball. Now, when he said that, I'm like, damn it. I wanted to be a knuckleball. But then I get up there and he asked me the same question. I said what I just said now.
Change up.
And I said, no, I don't. I'm going to stick with knuckleball. And then Stu goes, oh, God, what a hack. I go, no, it's true.
You should have said Ephus pitch.
I don't know what that is.
It's the one where they look like they're going to throw it really, really fast, but it ends up going really slow.
Isn't that a change up?
No. It's like Ephus, it like goes up and then down. It's like a lob, and it goes like in the strike zone, and like people have a tough time hitting it. And not many people can.
I've heard of the word Ephus before. What the hell is that? I'd never heard that before. So, because there was a pitcher named Dave LaRoche years ago, or Dave LaRoche, who used to throw the lob, like that was like one of his only pitches. It'd be screaming in at like 28 miles an hour, and nobody could hit it for a period of time.
That's kind of what it's like, but it like goes up and it goes right through the strike zone.
Right.
That's an Ephus pitch.
Okay. That's just a fancy way to call what the lob, I guess. But I was like, no, I'm a knuckleball man, because those things, you know, they don't rotate, and it's dependent on the wind and the humidity, and the ball can go anywhere. So that's like me, man. I zig, I zag. I'm in the way. I'm out of the way. And they go, oh, okay, great.
Okay.
So
it's a good answer.
Mm-hmm. It was all right, man. I enjoyed it.
Holiday Bar has some good food. Did you have any food?
I didn't. I was too nervous. I couldn't eat anything.
Too nervous? What the hell are you talking about? You're in the West Side. No one cares. what does it matter?
I don't know. I get in my own head. That's the problem.
It's not like you were at some fancy like steakhouse.
No.
Being like,
I always get a little.
It's like the West Side's a fun-loving crowd.
Yeah, they enjoyed it. So. I think they enjoyed the time there and everybody hanging out. So that was good. And they do it once a month. We'll let you know about future endeavors for our friends at the Holiday Bar with Andy Bledsoe. So cool stuff. I was driving in this morning and something caught my eye. One of those digital billboards that kind of changes every 10 seconds or 5 seconds or whatever. And one that caught my eye on 196 headed towards downtown was one for the university or for Western Michigan University.
Okay.
And
is it Row the Boat?
If it had just said Row the Boat, in reference to the football team or whatever it is they're pushing, it would have been great. Mm-hmm. It would have been fine. But here they are 2/3 of the year into the season, and it had the oars and the W, and then it says undefeated. That's a little weird, isn't it?
That's a bad omen.
Yeah.
You're pretty much jinxing your season right there.
You don't do that mid-season.
No. You still have 4 games left. You could finish 8-4.
And a bowl game.
Still go to a bowl game, but if they go undefeated.
But if you lose a bowl game, that's not an undefeated season, is it?
No.
Right. So my thought was, act like you've been there before, right? Isn't that what the old, I mean, you don't want to, I mean, because first of all, if you want to.
I'll tell you what, P.J. Fleck didn't approve that billboard.
I can promise you he didn't. I mean, you don't see, I mean, not as, I guess it's, Grand Valley is about the same size student-wise as,
right,
as Western. The football program isn't on the same level in terms of conference, obviously. No. But Western also isn't as big as Michigan or Michigan State in terms of popularity, but they're bigger than Grand Valley in terms of the size of the football program. Mm-hmm. But my point is, Grand Valley doesn't do that.
No.
Michigan and Michigan State sure as hell don't do that. You would never see a billboard saying, we're undefeated in midway.
They just put an asterisk on it and underneath, for now.
Right. I thought, it's man.
So far.
If Fleck gets wind that they're saying, we're undefeated, look at us.
They'll knock down with an oar.
That is 100% not the way he is.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't like that.
I thought you wouldn't like it either. You got to act like you've been there, act like you're supposed to be there, and don't sit there. There's this, that saying about pride always comes before the fall.
Yeah, that was Mike D'Antonio's big one.
Was it really?
Yeah.
He did the same thing?
Yeah, he said that after Michigan beat them in 2006, I think.
And then people start talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Just shut up. Just let it go. Just row the boat and try not to. That's anti-row the boat.
Because
row the boat is you're looking at the past as you move away from it.
Right.
Good or bad.
Yeah.
You're
staying undefeated. You're like, hey, we're hot ass now.
You're looking back at what you've accomplished. You're not living in that.
And they have some tough games coming up. Let's settle down in a while, Western.
What are they looking at?
Well, Toledo's not bad. They do play them at home. Ball State, they're at Ball State, at Kent State. I mean, these aren't good teams by any means.
Two road games.
And
everybody's gearing up for you now because you are.
Yeah, you're the one that put the damn billboard up that says you're undefeated.
Yeah, that's going to be known.
Everyone's going to have that on their
and
their weight room now.
And everybody wants to upend the team that's been just snow plowing through everybody and beating the hell out of them. So this is all these teams' biggest games of the year. You've given them now a little bit of ammunition with your undefeated billboard. Come on, guys. Rip that thing down immediately. So, I don't know. I thought that was bad, too. I'm glad you agree with me on that.
Yes, I do.
We have a live show coming up on November 11th. It's at the American Legion, post 179. What's the difference between American Legion and VFW?
You're asking the wrong person.
That's a question for the audience.
Yes.
American Legion versus VFW. I don't know the difference. I know they're both affiliated with veterans. That I know.
Oh, good.
But that's about it. The American Legion, post 179, the Fonger post, on Wilson in Grand Rapids is where we will be on the morning of November 11th. That's Veterans Day. So it's kind of cool that we're in a place like that on Veterans Day. We'll do the show in its entirety from 6 to 10. Julius will be there. A first ever appearance. It's kind of like your big coming out party, Julius. They're going to be anxious to see you because we haven't done a lot of things together, but we'll be there together at that show. My dad will be there for a live version of Dear Meathead. And we'll see who else we can get. We've got a lot of local people that we could get at this event to be part of it. And it's a free show. That's my favorite part about it. I wouldn't dare charge a nickel because, frankly, I'd be amazed if anybody even shows up in the first place. And if I could get away with it, I might consider it. But I'm not comfortable with it right now. You know, I don't want to give the wrong impression that we're better than anybody because the show is free. I just want to keep it that way because I don't want to do anything that could possibly deter anybody from not coming. Ultimately, I want it to be as many people as we can at that event.
John online right now has the answer to our question that we had. I think I might have an answer, but it's kind of confusing because they're very similar.
Now, John is you're a Marine. Or first of all, do I say former Marine or do I say Marine? I always get confused.
Some people get offended, but I either one is fine.
Okay, you were in the Marine Corps, and you have information as to what is what as to American Legion and veterans of foreign wars establishments.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. To be a member of the VFW, which I am, you have to have fought in a combat zone in a foreign war. To be a member of the American Legion, you just had to be in the military. Oh. You didn't necessarily have to go to any foreign wars.
Okay. So,
it's pretty simple.
Are you a member of both? Or do you, like, if you are in the VFW, is that you're just not in the American Legion, or you just...
No, a lot of people are a member of both, but... one's enough for me, so I'm just a member of the VFW.
So you got a brick-and-mortar building with the VFW buildings, like the one in Holland, for example, and then the same thing with the American Legion. What else goes on there that we don't know about? I mean, like, is there, like...
Hazing?
I don't think there's hazing, bro. What the hell?
No, it's nothing like that. We help out a lot of different veterans organizations, and we try to assist with that. And any veterans in need in the area, we try to help with that. And also, it's a bar for veterans that want to go and hang out with other veterans and have a couple drinks.
So, like, maybe war stories, stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess so. Just a lot of veterans just seem to click with other veterans and don't really get along out in out at a regular bar. So that this is a place where we can go and relax.
Is there etiquette that's involved there about what you're supposed to talk about, what you're not supposed to talk about? Is there like a set of unwritten rules?
No, not really. It all depends on how much you're drinking, I guess.
Okay. So basically it's a bar. It's a bar for veterans.
That's not the only thing, but that is part of it, yeah.
Okay, it is part of it. Are you coming to the live show on Veterans Day?
If you can convince my work to give me an extra vacation day, because I don't have any.
Oh, no. See what you did? You blew them all. Well, John, you got to get there. You got to figure out some way to get there.
I'll figure it out. A lot of people from my work listen to this show, so I gotta keep it on the straight and narrow. I can't be sick now.
You're stressing me out. If you tell me that you may or may not be there, you have to say, I'm going to be there and I'm bringing 10 people. You realize
it. Just say you're going to be there. He'll forget.
Julius is, you see, he's not stressed like I am. I'm stressed beyond belief. I'm convinced nobody is going to show up.
Eric, there'll be people there. And if I do come, it'll only be for Julius, though.
It'll only be for Julius just to see him?
you're old news, Eric. We got to meet Julius now. Exactly. Come on.
That's good. I don't care how you get there or why you get there, just as long as you do. All right, John.
Well, I'm going to try my best. All right, Eric. Have a good morning.
That means no. Thank you, John. All right, buddy. All right, see ya.
It's fun as it would be with a lot of people there. It'd also be fun with nobody there.
Julius, I'm going to strangle you.
I mean, come on.
No, dude. I will have to be...
caressed? Your dad will have to hold you? Hey, guy, cry.
I think I will have just barely enough professionalism to be able to pull off a show. But it will be a four-hour, white-knuckle, anxiety-filled catastrophe if there's crickets and everybody at the radio station saying, I told you so, you suck. It's a nightmare scenario.
I imagine Pellerito will be there, at least for a little bit.
I can count on Pellerito.
Okay, so we'll do a show for him, which is fine.
I can count on Andrea.
Okay, cool.
Jason, her husband.
There you go. Three people. What more do we need?
I think Lindsay, who made me the new sack. I think I can count on her.
I thought Andrea made the sack.
Nope.
Okay.
Lindsay made the sack.
Okay.
And maybe Juan from South Haven.
Well, they'll be married by then, so that'll work out great.
That is November 11th at the American Legion, 179, the Vonger Post on Wilson. Free show. Did I mention it's a free show?
Yeah, you did.
All right. In the very next segment, we didn't get to this yesterday, but Scottie Pippen during one of those final Cub games sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game to the fans. May have been the worst. And if we have time, we'll get to another story. this guy did something in a school when he was walking through the hallway that Julius might be very proud of this guy. I was thinking about you on that setup. And we'll tell you what this guy did as he walked through the hallway. Grown man, as he walked through the hallway of a school. And if anybody asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's my free view of the Lost Zane recordings. The full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you ever really want to help out the show, throw a few bucks my way on Patreon, and then I give you plenty in return for that $5 or $10 a month. That is hours and hours and hours of content each and every week. Thank you so much. Okay, have a good one. Bye-bye.